Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie. Hey, everyone. How you doing out there?
Hi, guys.
I've got a lot to talk about today.
I know.
But first, we introduce ourselves. We're mother and daughter.
And you're the...
daughter, which I would like to tell everybody right now that it's not... I mean, I can literally count on all my fingers and toes the times when people have gone, no, really, who's the mother, who's the daughter? And I'm like, she wasn't a child bride, all right? My mom was not a child bride, okay? And I was not a smoker. I didn't, wasn't bathing out in the sun 24/7.
Here's the thing, though. You've kept me youthful.
This is true. Because we're best buds,
Buds.
You trend young.
I trend young.
Which is really weird because you trend young for me. I'm uncomfortable with it. I'm like, hello. That's trending young for me, girlfriend.
I know.
You're a psychotherapist. You're a coach. I'm a coach. I'm literally days away from getting my master's program.
Isn't that exciting?
It's exciting.
We're authors. Soon to be new authors.
Yes. Working on our stress book with weight and all that. And it's...
And meditation.
Oh, it's a lot going on.
Yeah.
We've
got a new hit on something that we're going to be doing probably in September, but we don't want to talk about it yet, but I actually am excited about that.
Yeah, you are.
So we got a lot going on, girlfriend.
And we've had a lot happen in the last week or so.
If they tuned in last week and got a rerun...
We had some technical issues.
We did.
Yes. And mostly the technical issues were...
The technical issues were in our movie.
We were in the process of making a movie.
You guys know about this, right?
The 48-hour movie. And it was can I say balls to the wall? I don't know if that's me too. It was awesome.
Okay, it's called the 48-hour film. It's a movie project. It's a contest.
Yes.
And it was and is still part of our 2018 bucket list or goals that we had on there. And initially we thought we weren't going to be able to do it because we couldn't find it. Then all of a sudden it literally turned up in our hemisphere.
Yeah.
And so on a Friday, we drove down to the city, in the city of Chicago, 2.5-3 hour ride.
Right.
Got our film, we got our film genre.
Sorry. Yeah.
And we got a line that has to be said in the movie.
Yeah.
We got a character that has to be in a movie. And we got an object that has to be in the movie.
So we were so hoping that we were going to get
a kind of a femme.
A femme film would be great because you and I wanted to be in the movie.
We kind of wanted to do a Thelma and Louise thing.
Another thing would have been nice if it was like even a slight comedy or a family.
Yeah.
That we could really work
family
with.
Family, not so much.
Unless we also thought of coming of age.
Coming of age of a certain age.
Coming of a certain age. So we had these planned. And first of all, that trip to Chicago, I had such big hopes for it being fun and novelty.
Yeah.
Variety.
Going to Chicago?
And I think both you and Normano, who had just, had knee surgery.
Norm
two
had
weeks
his knee
ago,
surgery.
And I think both of you guys are saying, are we there yet? How far? Are we there yet? I mean, come on. I don't remember us moving this far away from Chicago. And then I'm the one that runs up. And picture this, everyone. You know how you feel like when you go into Guitar Center and you're going, I feel like my cool quotient went up a couple notches. It kind of feels good. Mm-hmm. So it's like 200 people in a Chicago loft area,
mm-hmm.
industrial loft.
Well, they chose 60 teams to participate. And so all 60 teams were there, and some people came in with, their squad.
Yes.
Their posse.
Uh-huh.
And Julie just went in by herself.
Yep.
Clearly one of the older...
Definitely.
I did see an older couple.
Yes, I was definitely a top 10%.
Yes. Yeah.
And I felt, I Snapchat the thing. I said, I feel like the cool quotient is over me. Like, it's too cool for me to be here.
It's too cool for school for you.
Yeah, it's too cool for school. Yeah. I'm no longer this cool. Yeah. But it was sweet because I had people talk to me and
they
I asked questions.
Yeah.
Well, this one kid. He's a kid, 25 years old, but he's he's a hobbyist, and he's done documentaries already on being a Harry Potter fan. Oh. I'm like, you know.
You go, sir.
He had the goth look and the glasses. Uh-huh. He wore all black.
No.
But he had a sweet energy about him. Like, his energy was light.
Yeah.
And his, so he
and
really,
he looked dark.
Yeah, and it was weird because I would call, he's not like, if you know, his aura was not like cis. You know?
Got it.
He wasn't,
it was neutral.
Yeah, well, like, or his aura came across light, but his physical appearance came across like, don't talk to me, I'm too cool for this. And so we started talking, and I had one goal, and that was to pick a good genre. Mm-hmm. And literally, my mom had basically threatened me. Like, you will do this. I'm like, Mom, you do realize that this is all by, you know,
in the
chance.
Hat.
It's in a hat.
Yeah.
And when I, and here's.
It was in a Harry Potter hat.
It was a big Harry Potter hat.
Yeah.
You know, big black, you know, maybe not so Harry Potter, but very close.
Maybe
velour.
Orwell the Magician.
Yes, exactly. Velour, very luxurious.
There's a rabbit in the hat.
And inside, there are these cards, and the cards have two genres on them. And you can either do one or the other, or you can do them both.
Yeah.
And I literally, and the kid goes to me, the guy goes, oh, I just really want, like, if I can get, like, sci-fi
and noir,
that would be awesome. He pulled that out of the hat. Literally pulled it out of the hat. I'm like, how did
he's a wizard. He truly is a wizard.
He is.
Because we wanted, like
yeah,
la femme. Or we wanted some comedy.
Yeah. Even horror we could have worked with.
We could have worked. The coming of a certain age.
Yeah, we had some ideas. And I kept telling Mom, I go, is this really all creative work has to be done in 48 hours? She goes, yeah, so people are at least thinking about it. I go, I know. And it was funny because at the loft, you know, during the 48-hour place, mm-hmm, I heard somebody had gotten their genre and went back to his team and goes, we're going to do your idea. You know, so they had already discussed it.
Yeah.
They had some ideas.
What was kind of cool is we were lucky enough to get a parking place right underneath the loft in some sense. And so Julie could look down and I look up in the car looking up, you know.
Yeah.
And
we saw each other.
And we
that
could,
nice.
Yeah, we could, I go, have you got your genre yet? You shake your head. No. I'm putting on daggers. You get a good one.
Yeah.
Better get a good one. And then she texts me.
Yes. And it was superhero,
superheroes
and
period piece.
Yes.
So we decided that us as superheroes would be on our periods.
Yes. Because you know what my superpower is? I flow. I flow heavy. I can wipe out a city.
We know that we flow, girl.
Exactly. We take it in.
That's our meditation.
Exactly.
It's all about flow.
Exactly. And so we were doing it. So I come back to the car. Oh, and by the way, here are three things. They also, to make sure that we are really creating in the 48 hours,
right,
they give you a special character,
right,
a special prop, and an exact phrase.
You must say exactly.
Now, I don't know how, you know, it's kind of funny because we literally took the character they gave us that should just be in the background.
Yeah.
We made
him the star of the movie.
The star of the movie.
Dr. Alex Tricaro, veterinarian. But yeah, we made him Dr. Alex Tricaro, veterinarian to the stars.
Yes. And exactly. And the phrase was, you ask a lot of questions.
You ask a lot of questions.
And the prop was a sleeping bag.
A sleeping bag.
And so literally, and you can go if you want to go YouTube.
Yes. I want to see the movie, people.
Yes.
Go to YouTube because my son, not your son, but Gregorio, his YouTube channel is Punk Cat Films. And you can go to there to see the Broken Hoe Boogie. Or you can just put it right there in a search. The Broken Hoe, H-O-E, Boogie. B-O-O-G-I-E.
Exactly.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Please go see it. And only leave good comments.
Yeah.
Please just leave good comments. Haters, get away from here. We don't want the dirty haters of the world.
It was our first time.
And you could have been getting down to this sick beats. Sorry. I had to do Taylor. So
that's fine. I feel like I just got totally congested.
I know you did. I'm trying to cover for you.
Well, good. Keep covering.
Oh, okay. Hello, young lovers.
There you go.
So, That would be awesome if people could go there.
I want them to go
and see there. Because here's what happened technologically. We had we filmed the movie on a Saturday, did it all.
People, we get on a Friday. We start writing on a Friday. But we all start filming on a Friday. Because
we did.
We had Quinners.
Yes.
Said she'll be in it.
Quinners had to be. And she lives in Chicago. You're so like, we had to go right from the Chicago. We were losing light. And we had to go right there and just film her part.
Yeah.
And which
we didn't know how we were going to put this all together.
No.
We were like,
just.
Give her a line. Any line.
Yeah.
And then we'll make it work.
We'll just make it work. And then so we realized that some point. Halfway through Saturday, which is, you know, that this movie was not working, that we had two different threads.
And it can only be 7 minutes long.
Yeah, it's only 7 minutes long. And we already had like 13 and a half minutes. And we hadn't even added Dr. Alex Takaro, you know. And so we said, we are in deep doo-doo here.
Yes, exactly.
And so we asked Normano, who actually plays some parts in the movie for us, even only 2 weeks out of knee replacement surgery, and that's another story. But we realized that he has to sing a song,
right?
Then that basically after every scene he comes in and sings a part of a song to actually tell the audience what the hell's going on.
Exactly. And I go, bravo, I love it. And listen, it's not a perfect movie, but
it's for funny. 48 hours
and
is
also,
grand.
I could make it better.
Yes.
And I will make a director's cut.
But we are making a director's cut, but already Norm and I have written the entire song out as a song, and we're going to be using some of the scenes as the, you know, like a video for the song.
Right.
So rather than the song being in the movie, now the movie is in the song.
Yeah. Come on.
Wrap your heads around that, people.
Well,
But anyway, can I say anything about, so Sunday we have the vestiges of a movie. We have all these things that we have got to put together somehow. Yeah. And luckily David, who's Doug's son-in-law, came over on Saturday night, and because we had no idea what we're doing, and I said, we need a third entity to come in and tie these all together.
Yes.
And so he came in as Dr. Alex Takaro's assistant. Carrying a sleeping bag.
Yeah.
and asking a lot of questions, including, what can I do with this sleeping bag? And can I spend the night? And to which you responded,
you ask a lot of questions.
So, guys, please go see it.
Yes.
We could. It's on at Punk Cat Films, and The Broken Hoe Boogie. Or really, what I just do is I just go search it out, The Broken Hoe Boogie. And yours truly, are we play the broken hoes.
Yes. And it's just a fun little thing. And just
and what happens is I accidentally giving
you give it all away?
No.
Give the whole story plot away?
Kind of.
Good, that's fine.
I was going to say what I do is accidentally I'm supposed to give Julie and I our gummies.
Yes.
On the way to the Ace Hardware. But I accidentally give us edibles.
Yes.
Not just a quarter of an edible. We give ourselves two edibles.
Yes.
And that makes us go wonk, superhero-ish.
Right.
And we get the set. Then our superpower becomes that Julie has the ability, and so do I, to sniff out
crime.
And we solve the open case of the Charles Limburger cheese case.
I see myself, it's going to be screened next Sunday.
What are you going to do?
It's going to be screened.
Yes.
I see myself in front of the audience saying, now, this is my first 48-hour production. Literally, my last thing was my Christmas movie.
Yes, which you can still see. And it's called
Lily and Pippa.
A Christmas Mystery. Yes. Where are Lily and Pippa?
Where are Lily and Pippa?
Yeah.
So,
I don't think that's at Pump Cat Films, though.
No.
That's on our YouTube channel, I think.
So, I feel like I'm like, so this, you know, cut me some slack and have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, it's a Sunday night. Just know it's 6.5 minutes. You can get through this. And, you know, and
keep in mind that it's actually, people, well, here's the thing. Yes. Like, we're in downtown Dixon filming. Yes. Because we have a reporter who's, there's a movement about, a hashtag movement because right. of this. And he's filming people in downtown Dixon. And Norm's physical therapist, who comes to the house, comes in and says, "What were you doing in downtown Dixon Saturday? Yeah. You're not supposed to be walking around just yet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
What were you doing?" "Making a movie."
"Making a movie."
"Making a 48-hour movie." "What? Wait, what? Let me see this movie." So we bring it out to her, and she's laughing hysterically.
Oh, yes.
She thinks this is the funniest thing. And so people get it.
Well, it's funny.
And we didn't know if people would.
Yeah, Quinners said to me, or and her boyfriend, Joey, when we started, I go, "Here's kind of what we're thinking about. We don't know where we're going to go with it." And she goes, Joey goes, "Oh, my gosh, if you literally," because they're a little potheads, those two are.
Yeah.
"If you're trying to tell me that by eating edibles, you're going to have superpowers."
Yes.
"I'm all in. This is awesome. I'm all for it. This is the most amazing thing I ever saw. This is great." And so, you know, I went to the Special Olympics yesterday in Chicago. It's the 50th anniversary. It was at Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
And,
you were a volunteer.
Yes.
You worked for the ComEd booth, which we love ComEd. Yes. Not really. We saved $15 one day.
Yes.
When we turned our...
We happened to be in Chicago during a heat crisis.
Yeah.
And I go, "Guess what, ComEd? You got lucky because between 1 and 7, we'll be in Chicago. I'll turn off everything."
Yeah.
And
we did.
And they said, "Hey, you guys are the best house ever." I
mean, you guys saved us $15.
Yeah.
Dollars. Like, so you worked as a volunteer, so you got to have free parking.
Right.
You got the run of Soldier Field.
That's what we told people. We were volunteers to get the best parking. That was really Hillary's gig, but yeah. But it was huge, by the way. But what was interesting is that you got to be in the field, like literally on the field. Two things I learned there. Doug, who has season tickets
to the field.
No, he had never been on the field before. He has season tickets for 20 years. First off, I said to him, "I'm going to go and look at your seats. Before we leave, I want to sit in your seats. I want to look at them." Mm-hmm. And he goes, "Well, they're right over there." I'm like, "You're in the first section?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "You guys got awesome seats." He goes, "I know. I can't believe that. I'm literally looking at somebody in my seat right now, sitting just, you know, chilling, because you can sit anywhere you want, and I can see their face." He goes, "I didn't realize this. I have been yelling at players, you know, and being really aggressive, thinking they can't see me. I'm just part of the crowd." He goes, "They can see me. This is horrible." And on the field looks really, really small. This is like, and I thought, that's what my first impression was. The first time I go, I'm not from the, you know, from a fan position. I go immediately into Soldier Field, into the field.
Right.
And what you realize is that it feels small. It feels small.
Really?
It just feels so small.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, everybody. I got a plug that's just not going away. Mm. I don't know where it's going to go. Okay. It's just going to have to handle my groggly voice today.
Do you need a cough drop?
No.
Okay.
Oh, I guess you got one. I guess I could.
I might have one handy here.
It feels stuffy between my nose and my throat.
There you go. You know? It's right there. There.
Okay, so, but here's the thing. So David was talking. I shared the story with David because I was in a car for 3 hours with David and Doug mm-hmm. and Jack.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in the back seat with little Jack Rooney, and we had a good time together. But that did leave a lot of time for talking. And so,
that's weird because Doug never says jack shit.
And it wasn't Doug talking.
It was you and Dave.
Yes.
Okay, I can see Dave because Dave's a principal. He's a teacher.
He's a talker.
Yeah,
and.
And he's in the movie, by the way.
He's in the movie. So, yeah. And so
he plays Dr. Alex DeCaro's assistant.
And I brought up how the physical therapist saw Dad, and Dad showed it to her.
Right.
And she's like, "Oh, my God, this is awesome."
Yeah.
And he goes, what were some of your takeaways, as a teacher would say, right? Like, "Yes, I'm a coach."
Our coach.
I said that. Yeah. And I said, the best thing about this weekend, and I had to write this down in my wrap-up form.
Right. We had a synopsis that we had to turn in.
I laughed with everybody in the movie. I laughed with Quinn and Joey and
yes,
Doug and
me too.
David and, you know, Hillary and, you know, I mean, and, you know, and
even Greg, who
oh
just phoned his, he literally just phoned
it
his,
in.
He phoned it in. We laughed.
We laughed hysterically.
Yeah.
And I, you know, and I saw a text from Gregory yesterday that was about a week old. Or not a week old, about 2 or 3 days old. And what it was, okay, so Mom's giving you a hint on the scene that we had to do with Greg. Mm-hmm. I'm filming him and he's on the iPhone.
Right.
And so the text I got from Greg is him seeing himself through his iPad of him, you know, on an iPhone, through an iPhone, and then he does it again. He goes, look, I'm recording myself on through an iPad, through a phone, and it was hysterical. I'm like going, oh, this is a meta moment. This is a meta moment.
It's a meta moment.
Because you go, how is, or is it a meme? It could be a
meme. It can be both. It's both. Yeah. The meta moment was that we were talking about how he made his pot, because on the pot it says on the label it says any questions or comments just please call Dr. Alex DeCaro.
Yeah.
And we do, because you don't understand your side effects, you know.
Right. I have keen smell.
We both do.
And I can sniff out crime.
I sniff out crime as well. I think my last line is, I think I smell a movement. And that doesn't make sense because they don't understand how he invents his edibles.
No.
Because Greg, Dr. Alex Takaro, yeah, because he follows the recipe of the Kobe monkey,
yeah,
that eats certain berries or beans and then poops them. Yeah. And then the farmers go out and collect the unshelled bean,
yes,
from the poop and then brew the most expensive coffee in the world.
Yes.
And then so.
And charge rich people a lot of money to eat poop.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. I love this idea of rich people eating poo.
Exactly.
Yes. Yes.
In some ways, for the monkey, it's like our corn. You know how when we eat corn, it comes out the end. It's like, oh, that's whole.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You clean it off and you
plant it, I guess, and
brew it. Corn chowder.
Literally, corn is just like, hey, everyone, here's a conspiracy theory. Let's keep it going. Corn is just like fruitcake. It's only one being passed around. Basically, the corn that we see growing has been through our bodies already. We're eating the same corn over and over again.
Okay, though. All right.
I know, it's not very funny. I thought it was funny for a split second.
I went there. It was good.
Yeah. And so anyway, though, so we had a three-hour ride in because of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Talked, had a 3 hour ride back.
And so he asked you about the takeaway.
Yeah. And so I told him about takeaway and I said, and then he offers to help with the editing.
Oh, good.
And I go, well, this is really nice.
Because we're doing it again. Because the 48-hour film project is having the international one in November.
Which just means that you can do it online.
The international one means it's for Americans. But if you're an American and you just happen to be in Italy.
You can do it.
During that weekend. It's yours, baby.
They send
so
you.
So we already are signed up and ready, willing, and able.
Yes.
To do the.
I mean, how fun is this?
It's great.
It is great.
It was so weird. Can I say what's weird about this? Is that if you look back to our January 1st that we wrote down, January 1st, 2018, we wrote that we want to do 2 8-minute movies from the 48.
Yeah.
And we had no idea that there would be two.
No.
We
and
just
I
thought
actually
we would
had
enter.
I stuff and put down one, but now I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm putting that back on.
Put that two back, girlfriend.
And I had talked to David that I was reading this book, you know, Making Habits, Breaking Habits, mm-hmm, by somebody, Dean. You know, it's a really highly referenced book. And mm-hmm, but one of the things he kind of like summarizes is this idea that, you know, a habit where you add variety,
mm-hmm,
you keep doing longer.
Yeah, because people lose momentum
and mindfulness
during
yeah
habits.
Yeah, you lose.
That you lose, you're like, ooh, yeah, I can't wait. And all of a sudden, it just wanes.
Yeah.
But this idea that if you add variety
yes
and fun
yeah
to different, to, and that's how it felt by doing this 48-hour movie.
And I said,
we added some variety in our lives.
We did. I said, well, yeah, one of my goals, one of my values is always to have good family relationships and good friends. I go, I laughed with everybody who did this movie.
Yeah.
I go, I have created memories and fun stuff. Mm-hmm. And I go, so the movie is okay quality and I'll get better. Because I know, because let me tell you, everybody's got an opinion about how I could do it better.
Well, what's so interesting too is like when you were at the loft. yeah. talking to the younger children.
And can I say one thing real quick?
Sure, yeah.
This is all in the midst of me, you know, countdown to my end of my master's.
Yes.
So, like, I didn't have a lot of preparation time.
No.
In some ways, I kept saying, Mom, it's all this work I have to do in 48 hours.
Yeah.
Which means I literally had to put it out of my mind off and on because yes. I'm like, I got other stuff going on.
Oh, yeah.
But I can give this 48 hours.
And also, you use it as kind of a, like a tool to say, hey, I'm going to get this far in my master's.
Yeah.
And if I get this far, then I can do the movie with a kind of a clean conscience.
And I did. Yes. And I did. But you were saying the loft.
Well, when you were talking to the younger people in the loft, you said to people, is it okay that I'm just using my iPhone or my iPad to film? And one kid came over to you and he goes, ma'am, I heard you're using your iPad. He goes, I just want you to know this. He goes, it doesn't matter what you do. It's the heart of the movie
It's a story.
It's the story.
It's always a story.
It's always a story. And you went,
okay, great.
And you made the Jackass, jack off movement.
Yeah.
The Jackass movement, which is like ears.
Bunny ears.
Big bunny ears.
Okay, it is always a storyline. And the fact that, I mean, I could have done better now with the music because we've heard the music over and over again, so we know what to expect. And by the way, so here's what's going on too. Mom's distracted right now. You know, Mom is multitasking. You know, I was listening to WGN this week.
Yeah,
and they got a new studio, and Wendy was on vacation, so Bill was there with other people, and he was doing the show standing up, and he was like, I haven't been able to do the show standing up in for years, and I didn't know if I could do it or not, you know? And so he was standing up, because I guess you can do it standing up or sitting down, but the person who came in goes, let's stand up. And
Let's do
our radio show standing up today and all that stuff. And this morning you said, or you're like, when we do the radio show tonight, I'm going to do it with my tens on. My back's hurting me a little bit. I'm going to put the tens on. I'm going to crank that up to 100. I'm going to let it vibrate me. And just this moment, I saw an expression on your face like, what?
Like, well, it cranked off.
Oh, it cranked off.
We did 30 minutes already, girlfriend.
All right. And
that's why, yeah.
Okay, got it. You're like, what? So, all right. Well, that kind of sucks, but that's okay. Yeah. You know, but how did it feel doing it with her? Did you feel more alert?
I did feel more alert.
You were kind of like, oh, you know.
I don't want to do this. I'm tired.
Feel funny. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's been a hard couple of weeks. And Norm's still, you know, I'm like, Mom, come on. You know, why do we do the radio show?
Put
why
the
do the
tens
podcast?
On.
Because we can. And for an hour a week, you and I choose to be happy.
We're happy.
We choose to think,
even
though my nose is stuffed up.
Yeah.
And it literally just came out of the blue.
Yeah. I don't understand that. Yeah. And then and the tens are on.
Yeah.
And we're rehashing the movie. And we're actually telling people to go see it. That's crazy.
And what's it? I know. Well, what's...
Please go see it and leave good comments. Because here's the thing that we didn't get around to. We didn't make it. We had to be back in Chicago by 7:30.
Which means I had to have left the house by 3:30, no later.
Mm-hmm. And so 3:30 came and went, and Julie is still trying. We had the movie all edited.
Yeah.
But she's trying to download it into a flash drive. Yeah. Is that correct?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Or anything.
Anything.
You needed to download it into a disc or DVD.
Which I could have done, except here's a problem. I couldn't get the movie from my iPad to any of my computers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was using AirDrop, which I've used before. It's just a little app that can transfer. And I think at one point I became so frustrated because I had the movie done and I was adding credits and I was adding all the stuff that needed to be added in and nothing was going right. So I was hacking everything, which meant this, like there's one part of the beginning. I have to have their
logo,
48 hour
our
movie.
Film project.
It looks pretty cool.
It's cool. Yeah.
And so I couldn't get to work. So what I ended up doing is just recording it. I press play. I held it, the iPad. I had my father press play, and I tried to hold it really, really
still.
You did
a great job.
Because, you know, like my brother said, why aren't you using an iPad or a tripod for any of these shots? I'm like, it was 48 hours. Okay, I'm in the middle of everything. But the next time I'll use a tripod. You know,
Or a tripod.
I've learned a lot, people.
Because it's a period piece.
Yeah. And so... you know. And so I did that, and I couldn't get the creds to work. You know, they were saying I try to use a free program because you can use a free program and do professional credits.
Right.
So I end up just typing it on a Word document and recording it. Recording it right there.
Yeah. And then. But then, you know, so see, here's the thing, girl. You are admirable in the fact that you just did what you had to do.
But several times.
Was it not perfect? No.
No.
But it was 48 hours, and this is what you did.
And this is a natural conclusion.
That was
my takeaway.
So you went to Greg's house, which is halfway between. Yeah. You drove to Elgin, which is halfway between our house and Chicago, and hoped that he could do something. And he did. He put it on. Burned it onto a DVD.
Right.
And so you made it. So you chose to go to Chicago, even though you knew that they wouldn't be there.
Right.
That at 7:30 it was done and over.
Right.
You were not going to be able to be in the competition.
Right.
But you could still be shown at the theater. And also be up for the
audience
appreciation award or something like that. So being a good coach and being a good person, you said, rather than just like throwing it on the floor and being a bad sport, you said, I will do this to its natural conclusion.
Well,
and you drove all the way into the city.
Yes.
And
well, was very
there was
weird
no place to put it because it was 9:30 at night.
And they were
everybody
gone.
Was gone. It was all black.
And at that point, but it was weird because I was at 4 o'clock. I started having out of body experiences.
I know,
and because I started drop sending it to myself, and I'm like, nothing I'm doing is working out.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was like as if there was a demon in the house.
And I just kept saying, and at some point you're going, am I not supposed to get it there,
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
am I supposed to get through all these obstacles?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know the answer to that.
Well, but you but told me you, we talked about it. And we said we have it's a choice.
Yeah.
So the choice is to take it to for us to take it to its natural conclusion.
Because a lot of times I have a tendency to cut things off quickly.
I do too.
Because I must not be in alignment with
right.
it. So why
do
put
too.
Any more energy in it?
Right.
Like, and I think I've cut off my joy or I've cut off
right.
Some bigger stuff because of that.
I agree with you.
And that's just part of the spiritual path. You try and work it out.
Right.
But, you know, so Greg, who's having a party for his friend, a 1-year-old party, you know, is, and his friend's not 1 year old, but.
Yes, she is.
But his friend, you know, their friend is having a party at their house for her 1-year old. And in the midst of this, he just says, come on over. I'll try and figure it out. And I get there. And both him and his wife are just like, they stop everything they're doing and they work on this problem. And that was the only moment that I could breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I hate to say it, guys. I go, this is the best I have felt in probably 6 to 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because at this moment, I can't do anything more. And then
you had finished editing around noon.
Yeah.
So you were trying since around noon.
Yeah.
To get this thing uploaded and could not do it.
No.
So, however, we did take it to its natural conclusion. We didn't make it in terms of the contest part, but we did make it in terms of are going to be in consideration for audience.
And I've seen a lot of videos.
Favorite.
You know, from 48 Hour, but I've only seen the good ones.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that there are some that are light and funny like ours.
Yes.
That are truly like, oh, hey, some people who love movies.
Yes.
Who want to start the process.
Yes.
And be kind of fun.
Yes.
You know, not the ones who've been, you know, doing commercials their whole life and
right.
movies.
Like,
and,
oh, yeah.
And they have everything already.
Oh, so cool, right?
You know, and they're using SAG actors, you know.
Oh, yeah. Because you could. There were SAG actors that volunteered. And also musicians that volunteered for the music.
Yeah.
But we wrote our music.
We wrote.
And Dad wrote some songs. Let me just give you like one of the lines that Dad wrote. What was
a misunderstanding took place at the store. Shop owner said ho, but the witness heard whore.
Yeah. So, and Dad's last line when he's on camera is like, the girls never knew what they started that day. Hashtag broken hose ain't going away.
Yes.
Must see TV.
Yeah.
Must see this movie, people.
For a good time.
For a good time, call the broken hose. That's who we are.
But we were literally, it's Saturday night.
I know.
Oh, no, it's before Saturday night.
Yeah.
Because it's like literally 20 minutes before David shows up.
Right.
And we just have to connect these things.
I know. We were sitting there. I had my wig on.
Yeah.
You said we got to connect this somehow. And I said, what do real movie writers do when they're at a place of implausibility?
Yeah. At a third character. And can have them connected.
Yeah. And luckily, David was coming over that night.
And we just wrote on a t-shirt.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
Hashtag broken hose.
And then we wrote, all he had to say was, it went viral.
This went viral.
Like, ooh. Oh.
And then I said, I think I smell a movement.
So,
it was great. We had a good time.
We did.
Yeah.
Now, there were, like I said, starting off with Mom, literally, going back to when I got the genres.
Right. Because
I want to convey to the audience out there that I was going to say fans. But I'm like, you know.
Come
like,
on.
I would not say girlfriend.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Girlfriends.
You know,
even
lovelies.
Even the know. Ones that have the twigs and
I want to say
berries.
Family members. Hey, out there. We know you're listening because you comment. You tell me.
Yeah, Jamie.
Exactly.
We're going to tell you about it. We're going to send it to you.
Exactly.
You're going to hear it. You're going to hear us this week. And then you're going to say, send me the movie.
Yes.
We will.
And then, we get in the line. I pick out my genre. And it was superhero and period piece. And I texted. And you text me back, I'm crying. And I'm like, oh, God. And I go downstairs 20 minutes later because I still need all my stuff, you know?
Right.
And you're like, you're not just angry, you're pissed at me. Because you're thinking, I've done this. Because
in my world, you could have been like the Harry Potter kid.
Yeah. Yeah, why did you not? And I
in my world, that little Harry Potter guy wanted sci-fi or noir.
Yes,
and he picks it.
Yes,
that's my world.
Yes, exactly.
You go in, I say, Julie, pick La Femme and comedy, and
I'm working with your volume right now because you're like all over the map. But
I'm
you're
sorry.
Good. No, yeah, keep talking. No, don't go. I'm sorry.
I'll settle down. But no, in my world,
yes.
You would have just done your little sci-fi noir thing, you know, and you would have picked La Femme.
Yeah, and I consciously create, and I knew you were upset with me because I had been telling you for the last couple of weeks. I said, Mom, it's good to have just play with ideas. Like these are, you know, us just coming up with different script ideas is really a task in getting ready for the 48-hour weekend. Mm-hmm. But we have no idea.
I know that. But I had a couple of different script ideas.
Yeah.
But there was only one that I really wanted
right.
to do.
And you wanted to use us.
Yes.
You knew who we had to work with.
Yes.
And
wanted it to be us, the girlfriends.
And so I came in and you couldn't have been any angrier at me. And then I had to convey to you very clearly, like, so tell me, Julie, how you picked superheroes. Tell me how you then picked the period piece.
Right.
How in the world did you get those two?
Mm-hmm.
And how did that all happen? And I said, okay, well, in a hat, I go, I did not put on the same card superheroes and period piece. And you're like, oh, they put it on the same card? Yes, you pick one card out, and on that card, there's two genres, superhero and period piece.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be like the other guy got, what did I say?
Sci-fi and noir.
Sci-fi and noir.
Mm-hmm.
And he was totally happy.
Mm-hmm.
And so you kind of softened up a little bit because you literally thought, I consciously
chose
twice.
Well, you showed me the card.
Yeah. Yeah, here's a card, Mother. Here's a card. It was not, I mean, and we made it work. We did it.
Yeah.
It was a fun movie.
Yeah.
It made sense. But
it was so funny because Norm played like four different parts in the movie, so he was always wearing some disguise.
Yeah,
like in the very first scene, he's wearing this big floppy hat so nobody can tell that it's Norm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then one scene, he's wearing like a baseball cap and big sunglasses and carrying a cane.
Oh, no one can see.
Nobody knew that.
No. You know. And then finally you go, and I love it because I was just going to have him sing in the background, but you told me, it goes, I really want him on camera looking hot. Like for me, you know, with a bandana and a white shirt, playing his guitar. I want him to look at the man I fell in love with. I'm like, okay, Mother, that's fine. We'll do that. And so I'm shooting him, and you know, and I'm just trying to get enough. I'm doing this on Sunday morning.
I know,
and I'm just trying to get enough stuff to work with.
Yeah,
so to fill in the
edit.
Blanks to edit. You know, and he's singing at the last note. He just leaves his mouth open for like 20 seconds.
And then going away.
Yeah. And we're all like, okay, well, you look cute, Norm.
Yeah, Norm. Could you close your mouth?
Can you close your mouth?
I don't know if I can or not.
No. But it was, we all had a great weekend.
I'm laughing. I'm like crying just thinking about it right now.
I know.
You're right, though. I kind of was a little angry when you said
little
superhero.
I think you
said, what am I going to do with this superhero? I could not sleep Friday night at all.
No.
Because you left me with this idea. I go, Jill, what are we going to do? What are superheroes? And you went, oh, you wanted to, because we wanted to like go to Alaska.
Yeah.
And so you wanted us to be able to do earthquakes, know when earthquakes are coming.
Right. So on the ride home for 3 hours, we had to brainstorm. First off, Mom goes, what's their superpower? Because you're not a superhero unless you have a superpower.
Right.
And then, and you know, you'd throw up ideas and I would shoot them down because I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to film that. And you're like, why do you do this to me? Why do you tell me? No, I know we're just brainstorming. I shared that with David.
You did? What'd you say?
I said, you know, to be honest with you, David, I go, we had some tense moments with my mom and I. I go, because here's how the creative process goes for us. Mm-hmm. We have this brainstorming moment, and she tells me what she wants to do, and I'm going to be the one filming it. And sometimes I go, I don't know how I can film that. And I don't know how I'm going to film that. And it's not that I'm telling you no. I'm literally saying, I'm not sure how I'm going to be able to put that on camera. And then eventually, a minute later, you're like, will you please stop telling me no? All you do is crush my soul. You're a soul murderer. You just crush my creative spirit. We're just brainstorming here. I know that I can't literally have you flying. I know that. I know that I literally can't have you time traveling. I understand that. But can we not just brainstorm?
Exactly.
We never know where this will take us. I'm like, and I just said, you're right. You're right. I'm so sorry.
And then what do I say when you say you're right?
Stop patronizing me. Patronizing me.
Yeah, I always say placating.
Placating, yes. Yeah. You do say placating. Yeah. And then I always go, I can't win with you. Because either I'm being too cruel or I'm placating you. And I just want you to be your real self. I'm like,
Those were the tense moments.
Yes.
But we managed to get over those.
And we're laughing about the tense moments.
Because that's what we do.
You have to.
Yeah.
I was, so yesterday I was in the car. I spent the whole day with David and Doug, and Jack. So me and three guys, right? Mm-hmm. And it's kind of cute because usually when I'm with David and Jack, I'm with Hillary. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, it's just a little bit different
energy.
Group energy. Mm-hmm. And so David wants to get dinner on the way home, and he wants to go because we're on 90. He wants to go and get it right off of 90, and he wants to go to this one place called Lucky Monk because he had the best burger of his life there.
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Elvis Burger.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked
and you said, Mama,
yeah,
what do you think's on the Elvis Burger? And being sharp and of a certain age, I went, peanut butter and bananas.
And yeah, and I go, yes, and bacon. Now, so they ordered it. I just thought it just sounded so horrible. Mm-hmm. I was not going to order it.
Mm-hmm.
And And it was weird because, so I had some uncomfortable moments there because I had to work the, you know, last night, mm-hmm. overnight trucking mm-hmm. and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I go, I don't want to go in and sit down. But I go, I'll call and see if they have reservations, you know, at 5 mm-hmm. o'clock or 4:30. I call and they're booked until 8. I'm like, whoa. And then I go, I guess he goes, oh, man. And I go, why don't we just get to go? You know, we're an hour away mm-hmm. driving 10 miles. So we're going to drive 10 miles in an hour. So we ordered it to go. And we get there. The place is completely empty. Completely what? Empty. And David mm-hmm. goes, hey, one of you guys need to come with me because I'm sure there's a lot of food here. And uh-huh. I'll go with you. Mm-hmm. And so Doug stayed with Jack in the car. And we rolled the windows down, by the way, for him.
And for Doug.
For Doug. and so anyway, I go to the bathroom, you know, and I walk out and I'm going, I don't get it. I go, it is completely empty. He goes, I talked to them about this because this was crazy. And they said they had a huge party cancel on them 10 minutes ago.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm like, what does that mean? Who yeah. comes to a...
Yeah.
And so, you know, that is what it is. But... We ordered our meal 40 minutes in advance, and it still wasn't there, done yet.
Oh.
And so we stayed, David and I stayed in the lobby. They didn't tell us when it was going to be done.
Uh-huh.
You know, waiting for our food for like 15 minutes.
Ooh.
And so we're just standing here, and it was very uncomfortable. Because, you know, I mean, I feel comfortable with David. But yeah. Like, we don't know when food's coming. Do yeah. I go to the back of the van?
Right.
And so then, you know, then we do a little chit-chatting conversation. And what you realize is that it does take mindfulness and, like, a desire to participate in
right.
life.
Oh, yeah.
To keep
exactly.
things going.
Exactly.
I had already talked to him for 6 hours that day, yeah. you know.
That's how you, but that's you, left, though.
Yeah.
You do that.
And,
you know?
You know, so we're both trying to engage yeah. and all of that stuff. And what I found out is that his relationship with Hillary is, like the siblings agree, he's got the best marriage out of all the siblings.
Aww.
So that made him feel good.
Aww.
Yeah. I mean, because most of them are divorced.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, they're in the kid making process, mm-hmm. you know, during those 5 years of kid making, you're too busy to think about having a bad relationship.
Yeah.
It's all about,
yeah.
you know, food on the table.
Yeah.
Kids dressed.
Yeah.
Kids healthy. Kids, you know. Yeah.
What I love about little Jack, though, whenever I see a Snapchat yeah. of him, he's just always just in a diaper.
Yeah.
I just, you know, he's like a little, like a kid.
Yeah.
He's not like prissy. He doesn't have to have, you know, well, yeah. matching this. He'll just, his mama shops Goodwill.
Yeah.
You know, because exactly. she knows he's going to outgrow the stuff in 6 months, you know.
Oh, exactly.
And I just appreciate that
oh,
about,
for sure.
about him.
For sure.
And he, in general, he's not afraid of meeting people.
No.
You know, yeah. whereas kids that age are like, you know, I only want the people that I know and they're all cranky.
Right.
And in general,
yeah,
he's a sweetheart.
Oh, exactly. He is. He is a little sweetheart.
They're very lucky. They're very just blessed about that.
And they talk about the second one, like, what if it's not going to be the same?
Yeah, that's the truth, isn't it?
And I said, it won't. She will be just different in her own way.
Yeah.
And Jack will probably teach her to be a terrible two uh-huh. at the age of six months. I go, so that's just how it's going to work, you know?
Yeah. It's going to be cute, though, to have a boy and a girl.
So we got about 7 minutes left for the show, 6 minutes left for the
sure,
show.
Uh-huh.
Give me your takeaway for the weekend, you know?
For the weekend of the movie?
Yeah.
Gosh. I looking back,
yeah.
yeah, looking, you know, like the thorns and the roses, right?
Yes. Yeah.
The thorns were the sadness of Sunday
yeah.
about not getting the tech stuff to work.
Yeah.
Because I want to say something, Jill. In my memory, we've lost out on a lot of things over the years
yeah.
because of tech issues. And I can remember the day that our book came out, the day that we went number one on Amazon,
yeah.
was the day that our website got hacked.
Yeah.
And we could not get back up for the life of us,
yeah.
you know. And I remember things like feeling broken at that point.
Yes.
And not really,
well,
knowing where to turn.
That's a really good thing. You felt, I remember one of your mentors talked about, she was part of this huge launch. And when it happened, her website crashed as well. And, you know, she was very big on being in alignment with stuff. And she was like, I had to work my energy because I wasn't in alignment with this. And I'm right. like, all right, I get that. But sometimes you're also co-creating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I had people, you know, I had, and I'm saying this in the sense of, you can look at it different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one is, how did I create this? And I did create this, and why did I create this for myself? Mm-hmm. What gem am I supposed to pull out of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I guess you decide for yourself how you're going to frame it.
Absolutely. So that was my thorn. And of course, my roses were the fact that you and I had really lots of fun, lots of laughs, but we totally challenged ourselves in the writing of that movie, the way, the direction and the editing, and how we had to, with what we had, we laid it down, and the direction that it took. I doubt that if anybody else could do something with, given what we had, I think we did a jam up job, and I'm very pleased with the way it turned out, and the creativeness, and the way that it's campy, the way that it truly is us. If somebody said,
"That's exactly,"
if somebody
right.
said, "Well, tell me who you are, Christy, Marie, and Julie. Tell me who you are, Life with the Girlfriends. Tell me what this is all about for you." I go look at the Broken Hoe Boogie.
Yeah,
go look at that
because that's
who we are. And like one of our friends from Montreal said, "Oh my God, this is so you, Thelma and Louise on crack, on edibles." But she said, "How did she put it? I get you. It's so you.
I get you.
And I get, because I know
and
you
that's
so well.
I
truly
her, go,
get
I love
you.
That you love us for this." And she goes, "I get you. This is really part of you."
Yeah.
And then your other friend said, "You guys are crazy. You guys are crazy." Because I think she could not imagine doing this kind of work in 48 hours.
Right.
Her speed, her tempo is a little bit more laid back and flow.
Right.
And she wouldn't want to do anything to disrupt that.
Right. And she wouldn't do anything. So on one hand, one of my best friends said, "Oh my God, that you guys are crazy and wild. How can you do that?" And the other best friend said, "Totally get it.
Totally get it.
Totally you."
Yeah. And it's so sad because the friend that loved it, she had sent us some video to put into it. And I couldn't get to download. I'm like, "What's going on?"
Exactly.
This is crazy.
Exactly. Exactly. You know? And it really, in those 48 hours, honestly, people, it does imitate life.
Yeah.
Because
in
general, what can go wrong?
Goes wrong. Yes.
There are obstacles. There are things in your path. And somehow you still have to do it.
Yeah.
Unless you just, the guy told you, the head of the thing said, we had 60 teams, 45.
Showed up at 7 before 7:30.
Completed it.
Yeah.
Totally completed it. And how many were like us?
I think 7 or 8 didn't complete it at all.
Right. And then the rest were like us that got it turned in, but not in the time frame, so are not up for the contest, but are up for audience favorites.
Yes. And so I can tell you right now, living 100 miles away from Chicago, I have spent, I can say I've gone sometimes 8 months, almost a year without going to Chicago. In the last 2 weeks, I will have gone down. No, last one week.
In 7 days. How many times, Julie?
Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm going to go again next Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
5.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm about done with it.
Yeah. Chicago. What the hell?
I'm about done, man. But, yeah, I just have great, I'm choosing to look at it as great memories and how fun it was and so forth.
So please go see it, people.
But it was kind of cute. Like David goes, you know, the most professional job was how you got Dr. Takaro in. And I love the fact, he goes, I mean, it looks so great. And then, okay, if you see the movie, here's what I want you to look for.
Yeah.
My brother calls me and says, "Oh my God, I just saw it." I go, "How did you get dad to hold the camera so still. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I didn't. That was my hands holding it. He goes, oh, my God, those are man hands.
Those are giant man hands.
Those are giant man hands. I literally thought that you had actually somehow, which I knew was impossible, Julie, because I know you. I know that you did not go online to find, you know, a program.
But then we were going to, like, invent these things. Yeah, invent. I wanted to invent giant man hands that hold the camera.
Yeah, that can hold the cameras. Yeah. Just like, I'm like, so funny. It's so funny. I mean, like you said, literally had the best time.
Yes.
And, but honestly, I'm driving on Friday to turn it in finally.
Yeah.
Because we had debated the whole time.
Right.
I actually told God, if I'm not meant to do this, maybe just, you know, I don't know, have something happen, but not bad. I mean, because I go, God, I don't know how I'm supposed
so
to do
this. So the air conditioning went out in your car.
Oh, yeah. And also my brakes were acting up. Yeah. And I go, is this a
you
sign?
You called me and is you said, is sign? This a sign?
And I tried calling you and I said, if mom does not answer, I'm going to just call and keep going.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally... I've had anxiety attacks trying to read the situation.
Yeah.
Deep down, I know it is what you claim it is.
Right.
Whatever story you tell it, it is.
100%.
And I'm like,
it's so
can
like
there
life.
Be any consequence of everybody being this, you know, can there be a consequence? And
right.
I'm like, I don't, how can there be a consequence?
Right.
You know, except what pisses me off the most, I unintentionally spelled edibles wrong.
I know.
And you knew it.
I know I did.
And you didn't tell me about it because you thought it was hysterical.
I thought it was hysterical.
So at some point during the editing process, we decided this was no longer to be taken seriously.
Right.
And we're going to go balls to the wall, funny.
Yes.
And like hysterically wrong.
Yes.
So that it could be funny and laughable.
Yes. And it was.
And it was.
Hopefully you appreciate it, guys.
And by the way, Doug said that both David and Doug, while eating the Elvis burger, moaned in ecstasy.
That it was so good?
The banana, the fried banana with bourbon-infused peanut butter and bacon. They both, like, was crazy in love with it.
So the Lucky Monk.
Yeah.
Lucky Monk.
How about supporting our show?
Oh, yeah, Monkey. Get Lucky Monk. Get your ass in here. Also, Clean Confidence.
Yeah.
Come on, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it. Come on.
I'll just start doing commercials for you.
And then. Throw us a little love.
Yeah.
Throw us
a little help here. Come on, people.
Yeah,
Life with the Girlfriends.
Exactly.
iTunes. Do it.
I was going to say I had an Adam Carolla surreal moment where he was complaining about something. And then literally 20 minutes, I come home. An hour later, Dad has done the exact same thing to me.
No.
Yeah.
Is it time? Can we tell or is it too?
I got 20 seconds. Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
Adam Carolla was complaining about how his house cleaners would do everything appropriate except the last thing, which is they would unplug their stuff to plug in their stuff. They would take their stuff away, but never plug back in their, you know, his equipment.
Mm-hmm.
And so stuff would not be charged up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I come home after a hard night's of work and I go, who unplugged my computer? Why is my computer unplugged? And this battery's drained.
Mm-hmm.
And Normana goes, oh, were there two things plugged into that outlet? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, that was me. I unplugged it to plug in my computer. And then I've got to plug in yours. I go, oh, really? You forgot? Really? And I thought, oh, is this art imitating life? Or is life imitating art? Or, you know, I go, the surreal moment.
Surreal.
All right. How was the show, girlfriend?
Oh, come on. It's great. You're great. It's all great.
Awesome. It's great. It was great.